The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view. And if his answer is not the best, so much better than all the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done. And he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and your past. Just being born is probably enough.
You're listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. I finally found someone with the phonograph, and I'm excited to be able to play you my favourite Dusty Springfield track. It's a weird little number called Doodlin' from the 1965 album Everything's Coming Up Dusty.
Yeah.
gosh, I just so love that song. Here's more Dusty Springfield. It's 13 years later. That's 1978, so if you're doing the math. It's from her It Begins Again album and tells the story of Sandra.
She's a great little housewife, though sometimes she talks like a fool. But she helps at the store in the holiday rush, and she picks up the kids after school. Then she puts down the phone when her husband comes home, and she changes from mother to wife, till she feels the words hanging between them, and she hangs by her words to her life. She says, I swear to be like my mother, but if I hadn't done it as soon as I did, what am I? I've been trying to be me for myself, so many things that she wishes, she don't even know what she's missing, and that's how she knows that she missed. She's a sweetheart, except when she's moody, it's hard to get through to her then. Depressed for a while when the youngest was born, oh, but that happens now and again. Oh, she might take a drink with the housework, or when Michael's get late at the shop, a martini or two before dinner, but she always knows when to stop. She said, I swear I love my husband and I love my kids. No, I wanted to be like my mother, but if I hadn't done it as soon as I did, what it might have been time to be me for myself, so many things that she wishes. She don't even know what she's missing, and that's how she knows that she missed. Oh, they used to hold hands at the movies, now it's seldom if ever they go. Once you pay for the sitter and park in the car, no money left for the show. She was doing the dishes when a glass fell and broke on the tile. She cut her wrist quite by mistake. It was real touch and go for a while. She said, oh God, I love my husband.
And that won't be the last Dusty you hear from me, but not on this show. This show's featured artist is Tech Yon. At least, I think that's how you say it, as the Tech has ASCII character 94 in front of it. The one that means to the power of in mass, or bitwise exclusive or in programming. And I don't know how to pronounce that.
For God's sake, stop waffling, frogs.
Right, here's the first two tracks. First, Do, followed by Prayer is Better Than Sleep.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, it's Miss Mouse's track of the week. And again, it's in English. In fact, it's the same band as last time. It's Combi Christ with Never Surrender. I've only just discovered Hank III, or Hank Williams III, This is recorded live from the Higher Ground Ballroom. And if this date is right, it's from the end of last month. It's called Must Have Been Those Pills I Took.
Let's get that dobro, Mr. Gibson. Yeah, Monday night's starting to feel a bit better. I can already tell we're all falling off. It must have been them pills I took.
The next track's from country and western superstar Tina C. It's Before I Met You.
I never broke down the door before till I met you. I never thrown up in bed before till I met you. Never been exhilarated just repeating one name, and I never had such a lasting sense of shame. Show me the best of times, the worst of times, which all goes to prove I can't turn back the time till before I met you. You claim my folks all hate you, so what if it's true? Well, they witnessed all those other mistakes before I met you. Never laid awake, have them been beaten black and blue. Well, it was always your choice before till I met you. Show me the best of times, the worst of times, which all goes through. I can't turn back the time till before I met you. You scoffed at my ideals, you mocked my highest heels, you made such vicious digs, you poured a lot of fuel on my wigs. You're a pig, but I love you. And I never wish to move to those dismal old days before I met you. Show me the best of times, the worst of times, which all goes through. I can't turn back the time till before I met you. Show me the best of times, worst of times, which all goes through. I can't turn back the time till before I met you. Till before I met you.
That was Christopher Green. Tina C. And I hope to bring you her hit songs, There's No Prick That's As Hard As My Life, and If You Can't Live Without Me, Why Weren't You Dead When I Met You, in a later show. Okay, Uncle Buffo, got anything funny this week? For a change?
You seem to forget that I'm not your little grandson. In fact, I'm twice your fucking size, so watch it. Hi, listeners, it's Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot. And this week, we are going on a train journey into space and to the Land of Oz. So, let's hop onto the train.
There has been holiday madness on the railway network. A national newspaper organised someone to cycle from Paddington to Reading and someone to catch the train, and the cyclist won. The danger of cycling when the rail service is mucked up is that you have every chance of being knocked over by one of the many replacement buses. There is now even more chance of awkward social situations, number 84, a long, long train journey with strangers.
I'm a businessman. I thought a single newspaper would keep me entertained for 5 hours. I've now read all the horoscopes, done the puzzles, and I'm very, very bored. I've taken a table to myself and want to keep it that way.
I'm a football hooligan. I don't ask if he minds if I sit there, because I don't care. I don't care the seat I take has a reserve sign on it either, and I don't care if the four cans of special brew that are my luggage are on his side of the table. Listening to the clickety-click of the rails would do my head in, so I'm going to listen to the same two-second dance beat on my Walkman for the next 5 hours instead.
I am outraged by his antisocial behaviour. I decide to express my disapproval in the most fiercely middle-class way possible. I very firmly utter a tut.
I'm a 5-year-old. Me and my mum squeeze ourselves and our luggage and my blanket and my big teddy bear and my bike into the last two seats. I have never heard mum say sorry so many times.
Well, I'm not happy about sitting opposite a child, though he does seem well behaved.
Mum gives me a sip of Sunny Delight.
The child instantly turns into a hyperactive beast from Hades.
I am vibrating so much with hyperactivity that my outline is blurred. I look like one of the cartoons from Rhubarb and Custard.
I can see I'm not going to get any rest, so I get my laptop out and write a report.
I get a crayon out and start stabbing the table, going blah, 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 blah.
I think I'm being satirised by a 5-year-old.
I can sense he's getting annoyed. So to wind him up, I keep doing it, knowing that he won't shout at me because I'm 5. Blah.
Well, I try to ignore the child. I get my paper back out and see if I can improve my score on the word puzzle from poor to average.
I help him by shouting out the names of animals. Cat. Lion. My shouting is having remarkably little impact. I decide to make it more racy. Hen. Chicken. Cock. Cock. Mum joins in the game too, but the only word she can think of is sorry.
I've put on my new death metal album. There's a great song where a 5-year-old screams cock, cock for ages.
Mum tells me not to shout at the nice businessman, so I don't. I just stare at him.
I find this even more unnerving, so I shut my eyes and pretend to be asleep, hoping the 5-year-old will get bored of staring. 2 minutes later, I open my eyes again.
Still staring.
Shut them again. 5 minutes later, open.
Staring, staring, staring.
There, shut them again. Open.
Staring, blah, blah, blah.
Thankfully, I eventually fall to sleep.
Time for me to let out a shriek for no reason. Eek!
Ah! Oh, I wake up with a start and kick the hooligan. Oh, I'm about to be punched into next week when the conductor arrives. Whew! After searching every pocket, I find my season ticket.
Mum can't find our tickets. That's because I've eaten them.
I don't pretend to look for my ticket because I haven't bothered to buy one. Even though there are 4 empty cans of special brew in front of me and I'm 35, I ask for a child single, please.
Well, eventually we get to our destination. I've had a terrible journey.
I've had a fantastic journey. staring Blarcock.
In the taxi home, I seriously consider never catching the train again.
I don't think he can. I've eaten his season ticket.
That was The Now Show with Train Journey. Now we seem to have a corpse on our hands.
Is it suicide or murder? Another case for our spider pathologist, Incy Wincy Quincy.
Gentlemen, you're about to enter the most fascinating sphere of invertebrate police work. Welcome to the world of spider pathology.
Incy Wincy Quincy.
Yes, Chief Arthur O'Pod.
I've got a body for you to autopsy. It's Johnny Mantis.
Johnny Mantis, the famous middle-of-the-road insect singer?
Right. He committed suicide.
I don't buy it.
Neither do I. I prefer Nat, King Cole.
Come on, Sam, let's get on with the autopsy.
Okay, Inf.
Let's see. The victim is green. Left-handed. I don't like it. Look at him, Sam. They broke every bone outside his body. It just doesn't make sense. Why would he chew himself to death?
Could it be murder, Inf?
I don't know. I better put out some feelers. I'm gonna go see my old friend Doug Beetle down at Sal's Diner. Hey, Doug.
What do you want, Mincy Wincy Quincy?
Things have changed. I'm Incy Wincy Quincy now. I need some information.
Okay, have a stool.
Thanks, I already ate. Doug, what do you know about Johnny Mantis?
Well, the word on the ceiling is that his wife was having an affair.
With who?
Danny Longlegs. Her metamorphosis teacher.
You mean she was one of his pupas? Where do I find him?
He works at the flea circus on the corner of 33rd and Fido.
I'm gonna put a bug on his phone. Trevor, go and sit in his phone. Danny Longlegs, what do you know about Johnny Mantis?
Oh, he's the middle-of-the-road insect singer.
Yeah. I think you murdered him because you were in love with his wife. You were her teacher and you were attracted to her like a moth to a flame.
I am a moth.
With a name like Danny Longlegs?
Well, that's just my larval stage name. Mrs. Mantis means nothing to me. I'm happily married to Kate Moth.
So you couldn't have done it. I'm sorry. Let me shake you by the hand. Sorry, I pulled one of your legs off.
That's not a leg.
Quincy, Mrs. Mantis is here to pick up her husband's remain.
Send her in. Mrs. Mantis, would you like a drink?
Oh, yes, please.
Sam, pass me that blue bottle.
Put me down!
Oh, look at poor Johnny. It looks like someone chewed him up and spat him out.
Wait a minute. That's it. You murdered your husband. You mated with him and then you ate him. Why'd you do it?
I was hungry, I guess.
One thing you gotta learn, lady. I always get my mantis. Honey, I'm home.
Oh, Quincy, you're late. I've only got 3 hours left to live.
I'm sorry, honey. Here, I bought you some stockings.
Oh, Quince, they're silk.
I know. I shat them myself.
Next week at the same time, Small Time Crime with Teeny Weeny Sweeney.
That was Incy Wincy Quincy, and now our 5-year mission begins.
And now more adventures with those ovine space travellers in Bar Trek.
Meh.
Quiet now, Mummy has something to say.
Boys, could you gather round? Daddy and I have something we'd like to tell you. Eric, sweetheart, can you put your car in the garage for a mo? Well done, good boy. No, Simon's next to me, but you can sit on the other side, can't you?
Children, shh, 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 shh. Thank you. Right, Mummy and I have got some very exciting news for you. Now, we love all three of you very, very much. And we were so, so happy when each of you were born. But we've always thought it would be lovely to have a little girl. I mean, that would mean you had a sister to play with. Yay!
And you know, Daddy's been busy all weekend painting the spare room pink. Well, soon, someone's going to be sleeping in there playing with dollies and wearing little dresses. So, who's he going to be? Which one of you wants to be our little girl? Hands up!
Danny? No?
Otherwise, we'll just pick one of you.
Eric. Erica?
We will pick one of you.
Come on, Simon, you get your own room.
Daddy, look at all these long faces. Okay, tell you what. Last one to the top of the stairs is a girl. Run!
Finally, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
We present the Wizard of Oz.
Annie M.
Is that you, 007?
No, Annie M, it's me, Dorothy.
Well, I'm busy with Moneypenny. Go outside and play in the tornado.
Okay, come on, Scrodo. Oh, no. Something tells me we're not in Kansas anymore, Scrodo. What's this magical place?
This is the merry old land of Oz.
Oh, no!
Who are you?
My name's Dorothy. This is my dog, Scrodo.
You look very much like Jason Donovan.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what you said in court.
So tell me, who are you?
I'm a scarecrow.
Any good?
I'm out standing in my field.
Well, Scrodo and I need to get back to Kansas.
You'll be wanting to find the Wizard of Oz. I'd love to help you, but see, although I'm a top bloke, there's something missing from me. You see, I've got no class. I would respect the common Sheila, and I wouldn't try to feel her if I only had some class. I would blow my nose, not pick it, and I wouldn't try to flick it if I wasn't such an ass.
But surely you can learn to have class. Oh well, come anyway.
Right, all we have to do is follow the yellow brick road. Skipping. Come on.
We're off.
Just forget it, forget it, we'll go in the ute.
Wait, look over there in the gutter. Who are you?
I'm the city man. Help me out, will you? I'm having a few problems with my joints. I'm a bit too wet to roll them.
Say, do you want to come with us to the Emerald City?
Well, I'd love to help you, but see, although I'm a top bloke, there's something missing from me. You see, I've got no mates.
The only friend I've got in the world is Skippy here.
Oh, Scrotto! Skippy, the bush kangaroo!
No, mate. Skippy, the bush refuse disposal container.
Skippy! Skippy! Skippy the bush! Skip! Skippy! Skippy! Portable council tip. Tell me, what's that awful smell?
Oh, sorry, mate. I've been dipping sheep.
That doesn't smell like disinfectant.
Why should it?
Oh, you scared us. Who are you?
I'm a lion.
Then why should we believe you? To come with us to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Well, I'd love to come with you, but you see, although I'm a top lion, there's something missing from me. You see, I've got no pride.
Oh, you'll meet some other lions soon.
No, mate, you don't understand. You know Mother's pride?
Yes.
Well, I haven't got any father's pride. I could stand proud like a lion should, showing off my mighty lionhood. If I only had a prize.
Yeah, all right, shut up. I'm sick of this song.
How's about waltzing Matilda?
Waltz your own Tilda. Stop the ute, we're there.
I am Oz.
Who is the mysterious Wizard of Oz?
Pum, 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 pum. Can you tell who I am yet?
Struth, it's Rolf.
Now look, Mr. Rolf, I need to get back to Kansas, and my friends here need some special favours.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a well-respected entertainer.
Wrong on both counts.
You see the scarecrow here? He has no class.
No class? No worries, mate. You don't need class. Listen. All together now.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo.
Struth, I feel better already. Cheers, mate.
And I've got no pride, mate.
No pride? No worries, mate. You don't need pride. Listen to this. All together now.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport. Tiny kangaroo down.
Struth, bonza, cheers, Rolf.
And what about you?
Rolf, I've got no mates.
Well, you've got Skippy there.
Oh, you're right, Rolf. Would you do me the honour of stepping inside, Skip?
Why?
Because you're rubbish.
It's a bit harsh, mate.
What about me, Mr. Rolf? How will I get back to Kansas?
Well, Dorothy, spin round three times, click your heels together, and then off back to Kansas.
I hope at least one of those made you laugh. You are listening to DJ Frog's In the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Well, it's back to the miserable git.
I replaced Tadpole and I can replace you.
And then I wouldn't let you lick my warts.
Sorry, Uncle. Now, for the final two tracks from our featured artist, Tekyon. Office Hotel, and then Big City Chill. It's Blossom Dearie, and Rhode Island is famous for you.
Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky, ain't the country lucky, New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cow land of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming, a camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota, but why should you be blue? For you come from